Well, time will tell whether Greece can repay or not. But it's certainly true that in the medium term, to solve Greece's problems, there will need to be positive incentives and to create a stronger economy and to create a virtuous circle of growth, if you like. Simply pain and austerity won't be enough. I think one of the fundamental problems in Greece is that the number of people on the public payroll is very, very high. There are four times more teachers per pupil at the elementary school level in Greece than there are in Finland. Of course, that doesn't mean that all these teachers are actually working actively to help children. It's simply that just for bureaucratic reasons and sometimes for reasons of political favors, people are recruited to the public sector and receive salaries, in some cases, without actually doing the jobs they're supposed to do. So there are great anomalies with the way that the Greek public sector is administered and the fact that such a vast number of people are on its payroll is probably unsustainable. But that doesn't mean that people who have public sector jobs, including teachers, are well paid. A few of them are, but most of them, in fact, live quite modestly.